Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JinJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, March 19th. Did a show earlier in the day talking about, does cornerback make sense for the Jaguars in round one? It obviously does for a myriad reasons. You can go check that out. But one of the things I was talking about was, would Quinyon Mitchell or Terrion Arnold be available for the Jaguars? I think a lot of people have them as CB1 and CB2. I kind of was of the mind that I didn't think Terrion Arnold would be available to the Jaguars, or Quinyon Mitchell would be available to the Jaguars if they stood pat at 17 overall. But looking around the web this morning, there's a lot of folks that seem to think Terrion Arnold will be there for the Jaguars at 17, and that he might in fact be the pick for the Jags. So I wanted to talk about him a little bit more in depth, because I kind of glossed over Mitchell and Arnold, again, because I just don't really see them being there. But if other people around the web, around the draft world, kind of think that Terrion Arnold could be there for the Jaguars at 17, maybe we should spend some more time on him. So that's what we're going to do right here, right now. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. So Terrion Arnold, ESPN's Mel Kiper has him to the Jaguars at 17 overall in his latest mock draft. Daniel Jeremiah of NFL.com has Terrion Arnold to the Jaguars at 17 overall in his latest mock. The guys over at Underdog Fantasy, same thing. You look around the web, you see Terrion Arnold to the Jaguars a lot right now. Now, looking at what ESPN had to say about Terrion Arnold to the Jaguars, he said, the Jaguars have been busy in free agency, adding defensive tackle Eric Armstead, center Mitch Morse, safety Darnell Savage, and wideout Gabe Davis, among others. The position they haven't addressed enough? Cornerback, where they added veteran Ronald Darby, but could still require reinforcements to play on the other side of Tyson Campbell. He says, I like the fit of Arnold in Jacksonville, as he took a major step forward in 2023, developing into a shutdown corner. He picked off 5 passes and allowed only 4 receptions of 20-plus yards as the nearest defender in coverage. Wide receiver is another position the Jags could consider, writes Mel Kiper. Says, I'm not sold on Davis as a replacement for Calvin Ridley, who signed a big deal with the Titans in free agency. Davis might be better as a number 3 wideout with a rookie sharing snaps alongside Christian Kirk. So, yeah, everything he says about the cornerback position makes a lot of sense there. And then you go over to NFL.com with Daniel Jeremiah. He says, Arnold plays much faster than he timed at the NFL scouting combine with a 4.5 flat 40-yard dash. Says he can play inside and outside for Jacksonville. So, yeah, I agree with that as well. The fit is obvious. I think there's no question about the fit with the Jaguars. He is so fluid, so explosive, a phenomenal athlete. I think the arrow is firmly pointing up for him when you talk about was really focused on basketball a lot during his high school career, played safety coming to Alabama, converted to cornerback. And so he's been learning this position. And throughout the 2023 campaign, he got better and better and better and better. And by the end of it, he was shutting down pretty much everyone he was facing. And so again, super fluid. Like, he can change directions in a flash. He's got quick feet. He's got fluid hips. He's explosive, a phenomenal overall athlete, very feisty in coverage, and uber aggressive against the run. The way he fires downhill and gets into pursuit mode, it's unparalleled really in this class. Is he the most consistent tackler? No, but he comes in with violence, right? He comes in ready to hit. Has the skill set to play inside, as Daniel Jeremiah mentioned, or outside. So you talk about if Darby wants to play outside, if you want Darby to play outside in year one here with Terrion Arnold, Tarion Arnold can definitely play in the nickel for you and do a really good job there, or vice versa. Ronald Darby has some experience in the slot. If you want to put Tarion Arnold out wide to start his career, he can do that as well. And I think that you can do a lot of different things with matchups if you have Tarion Arnold and Ronald Darby, and of course Tyson Campbell, who will pretty much just stick outside, in my opinion. My questions are here, though. Do the Jaguars pull the trigger on a corner early, or do they draft a position that potentially has more scarcity in this class? Because I do think there's a ton of cornerback depth.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Throughout this class, guys that would make sense for the Jaguars in a variety of ways, you know, beyond round one. And I talked about some of those guys this morning, but you look at Renardo Green, Andrew Phillips, Kyrie Jackson. There's so many good corners beyond round one. That's just to name a couple of them. So I do think it's possible now that they did address corner in free agency. And I think that you look at what Darnell Savage brings to the table. Are they going to use more looks where Antonio Johnson, Darnell Savage, and Andre Sisco are on the field at the same time? Maybe Antonio Johnson being a big nickel and then Darnell Savage being more of a coverage nickel, so you can get those three guys on the field all at once, because Darnell Savage is not really a strong safety. Andre Sisco is not really a strong safety. They're both more of the coverage safety type mold. Obviously, Andre Sisco can come downhill and hit, but again, both of those guys are more coverage safeties. So I think that there's a potential here to see, again, Antonio Johnson, Darnell Savage, and Andre Sisco on the field a lot more. So the Jaguars, long-winded way of saying, they might not feel that nickel is a massive need. They might not feel that they have this gaping hole in the middle at nickel, because Darnell Savage might be able to fill that in coverage roles, and Antonio Johnson as a big nickel against tight ends, and a guy who can obviously come downhill and play the run. He did that for them from the nickel spot quite a bit in 2023. So again, long-winded way of saying the Jaguars might not think they need to take a corner at 17 overall if they feel like that they kind of have a good situation going and they can get more value later on in the draft. And when you're looking at the draft, you have to kind of sit here and think about, well, if I take this player in round one, what's going to be available at this other position that I want to address in round two and round three? So you kind of want to stack, like, do I like X, Y, and Z player better together, or do I like this other group of three players together with my first three draft picks? You've got to think about a lot of these different things as a general manager, as a team going through an NFL draft. And then my second question is, will he make it to 17? I talked about it earlier this morning. I have a hard time seeing that. You know, a lot of folks have him as CB1, and there's good reason. Like, he's a ball hawk. He's got incredible athleticism. Again, despite the 4.5 40, I do think that the 4.5 40 does show up occasionally on tape, but for the most part, I mean, he looks like he has more than enough athleticism to keep up with pretty much every receiver out there. And as he grows as a technician, as he grows in the craft of kind of playing cornerback at an NFL level, I think that the 4.5 40 yard dash will kind of go by the wayside, and you're just going to see a guy that's a tremendous athlete who's physical, who's tough, who has good length, and plays the game the right way. His demeanor kind of makes sense for what the Jaguars are looking for in a corner with this press man style of defense that they're going to be bringing in with Ryan Nielsen. So he just makes a ton of sense. But again, I think he's going to make a ton of sense for a lot of teams. I think there's going to be a lot of teams in front of Jacksonville at 17 overall that might be thinking the same exact thing about Terron Arnold's skill set, that they would absolutely love to have him. He's currently my cornerback three behind Quinyon Mitchell and Kool-Aid McKinstry, but they're all right there in the same grouping. I don't really have a tier break between those players. I think they're all fantastic prospects. Wide receiver could also make sense for the Jaguars in round one. Edge could make sense for the Jaguars in round one. I think you still need another one. Even after signing Travis Gibson, you have two starters. Travis Gibson can be a rotational edge, but you still need someone else who can make an impact. Offensive tackle, do you draft for the future? Right? Cam Robinson and Walker Little both on expiring deals. But no, make no mistake about it. Cornerback is definitely still right at the top of the list of their needs, with Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby being the only guys outside that you feel really comfortable with starting right now. Darby has a long injury history. Again, maybe they are looking at playing Antonio Johnson and Darnell Savage more in the nickel, but I still think you could use more corner. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Love to know what you think about Terron Arnold potentially fitting with the Jaguars at 17 overall. Drop a comment in the comment section below, and you can check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.